How's it going, guys? Welcome back to the Wisecrack Podcast.
Yo, yo, people.
Yeah. So, episode 4. How's it going, broski?
Going all right. I thought, like, by episode 4, we would have, like, hit a wall and not had content to talk about. Surprisingly enough, it's not happened. Sort of.
Are you saying that because it just happened?
Like, not the thing is, since we don't script it on the or like on the day in the moment, we sort of struggle with it. But
yeah,
once we get the ball rolling, we're good with it. So the first point I have is, have you seen the recent insanity done by Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah. He did post that on Insta. I mean, I saw it on Instagram.
Okay.
But, so, yeah, he did some crazy stunt, right?
Yeah, so I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah, so tell the viewers at home about it.
Yeah, like, so for the public. So, he basically, he was shooting it for Mission Impossible, where they went to a cliff, and the production team, they basically made a huge ramp that leads out into the cliff, sort of.
Yeah.
And yeah, so usually when there's a ramp, it's like, imagine one curve and another. If without video, this is really tough. I'm trying to put this into words. Like, please use your imaginations. So imagine there's one curve, upward curve, and the other one is a downward curve. And so basically you'll take off on a bike from one and land on the other one. Except in this particular thing, Tom Cruise just, the landing is into, like, off a cliff. So
right,
you have to parachute into safety or you basically die. Like,
yeah, but like I don't see how it's that dangerous, because like people do jump out of planes and off of buildings and mountains.
Yeah, but
anyways, like
insanity, dude.
Yeah, but like, shouldn't the bike help, because it's a ramp, so it gets him higher, so the time,
yeah,
there's more time for his parachute to open, which makes it safer, right? I mean we could be extremely wrong.
No, it is true. Like, the thing is, it is fun, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, modern day, nowadays in movies, we see so much VFX, so much green screen.
Right.
That, like, oh shit, someone's doing it in real seems absurd to us.
Yeah.
I mean, then again, there's Christopher Nolan, who, I'm not sure, don't fact check me on this, but I think bro actually exploded a real bomb in some desert to catch, to get a shot for his new movie Oppenheimer that's coming up. I don't know if it, I don't think it's a real nuke, so right, there's no radioactivity, but I think he did explode a real bomb. I'll talk about this next episode.
Yeah.
Like, that video came out today in real time. So, like, okay, today while coming here, I saw it.
Okay, so when there's more information on it, we'll let you know.
It was like a 2-minute clip, and the comments were all making fun, so I couldn't fact check it.
Right.
Yeah. So speaking of Tom Cruise, the way, like, he did multiple takes with the same thing, like,
right,
he'd go off a cliff, land, see the footage, he's like, no, I could have gone higher, run back, and next. I'm like, dude, this guy, he's like 60 and doing this, like, such insane stunts. That's actually out of my mind.
There's probably no one else who does all their own stunts, like,
yeah. I mean, this goes back to in our previous episode, we spoke about fitness. Like, this is what good fitness gets you. At 60, you're jumping off a cliff.
Yeah, and he doesn't even look like he's 60.
Yeah.
He looks like he's still, like,
because I thought it was 50 or something, and fact checking for this episode, I was like, he's 60? Like, god damn.
So,
speaking of which, the other director who does real things. So, it was a joke that he would actually explore things in real life. And I'm quoting a news thing, thehindu.com, that he recreated the Trinity test, the first nuclear weapon detonation for Oppenheimer, without using CGI. So he did explode a bomb.
But how did he recreate the scale of the explosion? Like,
no, I think it was nuclear.
Wait, what?
Like, he did take plutonium and explode it, is what I'm guessing. Because it says the joke came true.
No chance. Plutonium is a restricted mineral. Like,
I think with government thing. Like, obviously not, like, on its own.
But still, like, If there's like a radiation leak, it's still enough to kill people.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm, don't quote me on this. This is the headline I'm reading of The Hindu.
Right.
Which is, he recreated the Trinity test and the joke seems to have somewhat come true. because he revealed that he did recreate the first nuclear weapon detonation.
Right. He probably did it without the nuclear part. Like, he probably just exported, sorry, detonated a real bomb, but like with the same size and stuff, but just no nuclear material.
Yep, that could be possible.
Hmm.
I'm going through a couple of blog sites to see what he did actually. Okay, so I don't know if it's nuclear, but okay, so I'm reading this off of some daily blog or something. So Nolan's quote, I think recreating the Trinity, the Trinity, okay. I think recreating the Trinity test, which is the nuclear weapon detonation, the first ever, in New Mexico without the use of computer graphics was a huge challenge to take on. And there were multiple tweets by people from the crew saying, literally me and everyone I know made a joke that Nolan probably trying to figure out how to make a nuke without CGI, and he actually did it. Ha ha ha.
So, like, the people who worked on the team tweeted that?
Yep. Christopher Nolan went, okay, again, this is a meme again.
Right.
Like, surprised face when Christopher Nolan, when WB let him use a nuke for Oppenheimer. I'm not seeing explicit quotes saying that he used radioactive material, but I'm...
Yeah, no chance he used radioactive material.
I don't know, bro. He's crazy enough to do it.
I mean, the government isn't crazy enough to do that, though.
No, the thing is, like, if the government is already testing explosives, he could just say, let our crew come
and film it.
Yeah.
But, like, have you seen, like, the clips of the original, actual one? It looks so shitty because, like, the video itself looks really weird. I mean, it's almost CCTV.
You're saying
because,
the original nuclear bomb.
Yeah, because, you can't be too close. Otherwise, the camera itself gets blown away. So, like, how do they capture that in, like, movie quality?
So, the video that came out on YouTube from, I think, WB, I guess. I'm not sure.
Right.
That has, like, there is an explosion which creates a huge, at least, like, in my estimations, about 25 to 30 feet mushroom cloud. Again, I don't know if it was nuclear or just a normal bomb that created that.
Right.
Again, I'm going through a couple of memes where Japanese people hoping he doesn't make a movie about the Hiroshima Nagasaki because he'll drop a bomb again. Yep. Dr. Nolan on how I learned to stop fixing it post. I love the nuke. All memes, basically.
Yeah. It's like the nuke by Christopher Nolan.
There's like people waking up surprised, a photo of that, and New Mexico residents at 3 a.m. after Nolan detonates a nuke. See, again, I don't know if this is a joke or it's actually, like, when they say the nuke, is it, do they mean
the nuke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think he would go, let's see, in a few days anyways, it'll be cleared out.
Right.
So you're saying it's not a real nuke. I'm saying he's crazy enough to do that.
I mean, I'm saying it's not nuclear.
Like radioactive.
Yeah, it's not radioactive. But like, it is probably real explosives, but not.
Oh, it's
nuclear.
Surely.
Yeah, I mean.
That?
Yeah.
The argument is, do you think it's radioactive? Like, did he use, a nuke? Real nuclear?
No, I don't think he used plutonium.
All my brain cells are saying, bro, there's no way he exploded a nuke bomb. But there's some brain cells saying this guy is crazy enough to do that.
Right.
Yeah. Because, you know, in The Dark Knight Rises? No, The Dark Knight, the first one.
Oh, yeah, the hospital scene.
The hospital scene. Right. He did blow up a real...
Yeah, that did actually happen. And that was also Christopher Nolan. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, right. He did actually blow up a real abandoned hospital.
Yep.
Oh, right. I
forgot. He is mad enough for such things. Oh, wait. Speaking of stunt, what would you say is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear. I need to think about this one. It's like,
it's a very deep question.
Yeah, kind of. It's like, my biggest fear is probably... Yeah, I don't know.
People are scared of silence. You just died in the audience. they're like, what's going on?
I don't know, actually. I'm not sure what my biggest fear... I don't know any of my fears.
Would you say you don't have a biggest fear?
No. I probably do have one, but I've just not realized it yet.
nice. Like, for me, I don't know. Like, even I don't know what I could just tag as, okay, that is my biggest
fear. Right, yeah.
The thing is, most things are... Like, the thing is, I need, like, logical proof that being scared of that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
I don't think I'll ever be... Like, you know, people are scared of spiders.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, if I look at a spider, I'll be surprised, but I don't think I'll ever be scared, because my brain will immediately be like, that's an insect, like, you can literally kill it.
Yeah.
So there's no point being scared of it or something, right? Like that,
like some people are scared of long words, and the name for that is hippopotamonstrosis equipedaliophobia or something like that.
Okay, I think I'm scared of big words. Okay, that I think is like a, is it like a brain thing, like you're born with it?
I have no clue. I just find it so ridiculous. Like, how can someone be scared of a word?
Yeah, see, I think such things are, like, non-curable, I think. That's, like, a brain thing.
Right. Yeah, it's probably just a...
Like, claustrophobia. Do you think that's curable? Like,
I mean, how would you cure it? By putting him in a small room?
I don't know.
But he's scared of that, so...
The thing is, if you put... Like, right now, if I was in a small room, it would be uneasy, but I don't think I'd be scared.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't mind, but given a choice, I would obviously choose.
Obviously, right,
room.
Yeah.
That's like that. Understood. That's
it's like when people ask me, are you scared of snakes? I'm like, I'm scared of snakes just as much as I'm scared of any, like, unknown thing.
Right. But, yeah, like, I don't know about it. Show me the snake and tell me, okay, it's not venomous or it's this and that, then I know it could do this much to me or...
Exactly. Like, I need a very specific scenario to answer such questions. Like, are you scared of lions? Like, if I bleeding, my leg has fallen off and I am, like, brain dead and lying in the forest, sure.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm standing somewhere, let's say I have, like, at least a gun or a taser or something, and it's, like, 300 feet there. But, no, it's a cat. Like, yeah. I don't want to sound arrogant, but that's just the truth. Like,
yeah.
It's like saying people who are scared of, like, are you scared of a train? No. But you know how dangerous they are. It's like 1,000 tons going at like 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But you logically know it doesn't make sense.
Hmm.
Like, in a very specific scenario that you're tied to a track, then you may be scared of it.
Right.
But yeah. I think the lack of information is something I'm scared of.
Yeah, that is probably something that, like, yeah, actually that might maybe just be my biggest fear.
Like I think that's a human thing. Like, that's...
Yeah, I think, like, everyone is just scared of lack of information.
I think most things is like that. If because when people say they're scared of the dark, I don't think you're scared of the dark. I think you're scared of, like...
Lack of information of what's there.
Exactly.
Because you don't know what's there, so you're scared of the dark.
Because, like, in your own home, odds are you won't be scared in the dark.
Yeah.
But let's say we go to a forest and it's nighttime.
Yeah.
You don't know what's there. So
yeah, I mean, you're sleeping in the dark, so it's like... Oh.
Yeah. That's what I think, generally. But yeah. That's what I... Lack of information really pisses me off. So,
right.
Do you know about... I don't know the exact number, but some Malaysian flight... Some H730 or something. I don't know the exact number. So basically, it's this flight that took off, if I'm not wrong, from Malaysia. So Malaysian Airlines.
And then landed 37 years later?
Oh, it never landed.
Oh, wait, what?
It's still unsolved. It's an unsolved mystery.
Oh, right.
So it was supposed to go to Thailand.
Right.
And it, like, in between, there's radar sensing that it took a U-turn.
Yeah.
And it flew, like, right through a couple of radar zones. So here and there they could see it, but it's right through, like, their bounds.
Yeah.
So it's just out of range. And it just vanished. Like, no one knows what happened to it.
I see.
And over the years, they found, like, pieces of it in, like, throughout the Indian, like, the coast of Indian Ocean, like, wherever the Indian Ocean,
like,
reaches.
Pieces of the plane?
Yeah. Like, it's a piece of its wing.
Okay.
Things like that. We've never found, like, the main engine, the black box which contains, right, all the information. Yeah, yeah. Or, like, human remains. Like, because they were, like, it's a commercial flight.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it could have just crashed in the...
The thing is, even then, first of all, there's a lot of software that goes in, and, like, autopilot should have gone off. All the pilots should have gone off. Like, all of them should have either been unconscious or been, like, a hijacker or something. And, Like, all the people would have, if something was wrong, they would have either sent a message, started a record, something. Right. There is zero evidence of anything. Hmm. And, like, there were calculations and satellite things saying, like, in, like, a 40 square mile of this place in the ocean, it could have, like, if there was an autopilot failure, it could have crashed into that. There were searches done there by the government and, like, private companies who have much advanced things than government, like, what is the thing that came out? LIDAR.
LIDAR.
So, not even radar. Like, LIDAR using light and stuff and satellite. Yeah. Did, like, they basically 3D mapped the bottom of the ocean and they found nothing.
I mean, it could have just been covered by...
I'm like, pretty sure they accounted for such things. But, yeah.
Probably.
Because there's, like, millions, man. And...
Yeah.
And a lot of people as well. So...
Hmm...
Like, this is, like, one of the biggest mysteries.
Right.
I heard Joe Rogan also talking about this. Like, no one knows what happened. Like,
yeah, it's just mystery.
Because it's not, like, some random passenger. It was not some random passenger, the pilot either. He was, like, well-known in his, like, he was just reaching retirement. Like, so bro was, like, he was, like, the industry standard sort of.
Right.
So it was not some sus new guy who just joined.
Yeah.
And yeah. Such things. Like, I'll never know what happened to the Malaysian flight. I want to know. Right.
Yeah.
Lack of information pisses me off and sort of scares me as well.
Hmm.
Like, does it bother you that you don't have a definite answer to, like, existence of aliens, existence of God? Like, there's no 100% answer.
I mean, that information does not decide whether I continue with like, I mean, I would like to know it, of course. Like, probably anyone would like to know it, unless you're, like, scared of that information, which I doubt you are. But, like, I would like to know it, but I don't really care if I don't know it either.
Like, yeah, yeah. No, it's not like I get up in the morning, I'm like, oh shit, I don't know if aliens are real. Yeah. It's like that one room that's just locked. I just want to know what's in there. Why is it locked?
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine if aliens don't exist. Just give me 100% proof if they do or don't or something.
Right.
Like, what's inside Area 51? Just tell me, bro. Just
yeah.
It's okay. If you have aliens, I won't come and ask you, like, what are they doing? None of that. I'll leave you in your own business. Just tell me what's hidden there.
That's you.
What, like, are you hiding?
Other people probably aren't.
Oh, yeah. That's what I understand their aspect. If there are aliens, you have to hide it. But
okay, now on... Since we're on this topic of, like, hiding it, do you think a democratic country, or I'm not sure if democratic is the right word, but, like, a country which in which the citizens a country in which the citizens have right to information, do you think it's right for them to hide information from the citizens, knowing that it is just going to cause problem? Or do you think they should still give out the information?
This is a deep question.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a... Could you give, like, a scenario, like an example?
Okay, like, we know a nuclear weapon's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we don't tell our people, because otherwise there's probably going to be chaos. So do we tell
or not? Okay.
Yeah. Or, like, we know that there's an asteroid that's going to destroy the entire world. No, world in the sense, like, the entire Earth. And we don't tell them because, like, once they're dead, they don't know it anyways, and they're all gonna die anyways, so it's, like, better not to tell them. Or, like, how you know, about tax things and stuff like that, or just, like, CIA things, like, so CIA, FBI, RAW, all those kind of things.
Like, it's a really good question and, like, sort of deep and dark, but I just remembered a joke. I'm just gonna say it's in the same topic.
Yeah.
So when the whole Russia Ukraine thing was going on, someone said, I would, like, bet my entire savings on the war won't happen. Because if it does happen, it's not like during World War III people are going to come and collect money from me. If it doesn't happen, I'm rich.
Right.
So I was like, damn, that's like the cup half full, like, absolute optimist. Yeah. But
exactly.
It was like, I mean, if I lose, I'm dead. So I'd rather just win.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, yeah, would you hide it?
The
thing is, personally, me, I think, no, just put it out there.
Yeah.
The thing is, I see the problems that come with it as well.
Right.
This sort of, like, freedom of speech, sort of, like, would you ban someone like, let's say Hitler existed and he's saying, right, everyone go kill the Jews.
Right.
Free, like technical freedom of, like the absolute quote unquote freedom of speech, say whatever you want.
Hmm.
And the general public should have the sense to be like, that's stupid, I'm not following that.
Hmm.
But that doesn't exist.
Right.
Like if someone is a fan of, if like the public is a fan of one person, you'll just believe everything the person says, not break down what the person is saying.
Right.
That's when this whole freedom of speech thing comes in, right? Like, I see. I'm a huge fan of Eminem, but if he says, like, start walking around naked, I'm yeah. like, dude, I like your music, but that's some bullshit. I'm not following that.
Right.
And some people may not follow that. So that's when the whole thing of censorship comes in and, like anyone, like Tate being banned, Kanye getting off of Twitter.
Yeah.
Trump being banned from Twitter. It's like, it's not what they say, it's the way people react to what they say. Because, like, let's say me, like right now, on my Twitter right now, if I say that vegans are absolutely stupid, it makes no impact. There's like 7 followers who would listen.
Yeah.
But let's say I reach a point of like 10 million followers, and I hope my audience are not brain dead, but there will be people who, yeah, vegans are absolute bullshit. Let's, like, since he's telling it, I'm going to, like, make that my life's purpose. I'm like, don't yeah. just, people should chill out. That's my
right.
take on this. People should chill out.
Hmm.
So actually, if I think like a scenario of nuke coming and hitting, I think countries like America, UK, India, all of this, like quote unquote, democratic and everyone is open, places will hide it. And like North yeah. Korea will say, no, actually, nuke is about to come and kill us all. But guess who you should pray to? Me. And then that last minute, they'll profit out of it.
Yeah.
So ironically, I think that's what will happen. Like America will be like, let's just not tell everyone. Let's then right. die in peace. And Koreans will be like, pray to me. Give me like $100. I'll save you. I won't. All of us are dead.
Yeah.
That last, till that last moment, I'm going to make sure I'm making profit.
Right.
Yeah, that's sort of funny and dark at the same time.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It personally depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it was something that's threatening life on a large scale, but not on a global scale. Like, if only the people from, like, only the people from India are all going to die, then mm-hmm. I would probably tell the people so the people from India can move out of the place. But if it was something where, like, the entire world global is about
extinction.
To, yeah, yep. Then I'd probably not tell anyone. Or if it was, like, suppose there was a situation where telling the people would hinder
mm-hmm.
me from solving the problem. Got like it. Suppose like some huge criminal, like really really famous criminal,
mm-hmm.
Like
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, something like that.
Sure.
He got loose from uh-huh. prison or something. I would not tell anyone because then that would not raise a big craze about it. That would help me catch him, like, because otherwise there's just a bunch of people you have to deal with, like news and
yeah.
stuff.
But and, again, like yeah. the other side of that is now people don't know there's a killer outside, and they're not cautious. Like if you right. told there's a killer, they'll be suspicious. Yeah, that's yeah. It's a,
yeah, it's just
it's like you talk about this, the other one comes into action.
Yeah,
see, it's like when the virus came out. What are the two options? They either say the virus is out or they say there is no virus and try to find everyone who has the virus and just like take them out
hmm.
without causing public mayhem. But
yeah,
there's risks to both. If
right.
you tell people, they go crazy. If you don't tell people, they get infected and
yeah.
still go crazy.
Yeah, so it's like it's bad either way, but like you just have to kind of weigh the yeah.
I personally pros and cons. Choose the like just tell and like
right.
people just shouldn't go crazy. Like
right.
In the previous one also, we spoke about sort of a similar thing, which is companies are not responsible to make you happy.
Yeah.
They are for profit.
Yeah.
If you, like, let's talk about any company that's sort of hurting us. McDonald's, right? So, McDonald's causes obesity.
Right.
So, I'm trying not to go a dark path. So, like, a sort right. of problem company, but also sort of funny. So,
yeah.
McDonald's are sort of a big factor in, or any of these fast food chains, in the whole obesity problem. They are not a company that's making healthy food.
Right.
There is tasty food. That's their marketing. That's everything.
Hmm.
If, let's say someone like Prime or Gatorade, who's selling energy or fitness focused products, that's false marketing. That I don't think should happen, where they say that it's healthy and it's not. McDonald's never said it's healthy.
Yeah.
They said it's tasty food. Are you getting tasty food? Yep. They've done their job.
Right.
You didn't, like, the as a customer, we didn't do the research to know that it's going to, like, make us fat.
Hmm.
So, in such arguments, I usually don't blame the company, because in an ideal world, they should care.
Right.
But I won't blame them if they don't. It's sort of like giving to charity. Like, billionaires should donate, but I don't blame them if they don't. It's their money. Do what you want with it.
I see.
That's where I stand. What do you think?
Like, again, there's just so many
aspects to it
that it's almost impossible to come up with, like, a proper answer. So we should probably just make another episode on this topic, like a debate or something. Stay tuned for that, guys. Just
and I mean, if you guys have some good guest ideas who could debate with us, like, who would give the other side?
Yeah, just DM us on Instagram, Twitter,
or DM them.
Either.
Yeah.
Right. So,
That's the side I take usually. It's like,
right.
It's not their job to make sure you are happy. They, literally, a company exists to make profit.
Yeah. I mean, I personally wouldn't agree with you, because, like, I mean, when it is in like small terms, I mean, I say small, but it's like, huge money is made, but in terms of people,
the impact.
Yeah. Impact is small, but when it's small impact, then I don't mind telling. But, like, when it's huge impact, like there was the Balakot airstrike in India.
Yeah, I have no clue what that is.
Basically, there was a terrorist attack somewhere, and then India retaliated.
Okay.
And so, like, in that situation, that's, like, life-threatening. So, like, if they told us, then there would probably also be someone who would then inform Pakistan, who would then be ready for that strike. So, not telling the people was the better case. But since the people in the country had right to information,
they told.
After the strike was over, they had to say.
Okay, and was there chaos?
Not. I mean, there was the good type of chaos in India. Everyone celebrated. Yeah, but
I mean, this is good that we are not on the same plane, because there will be both aspects on our podcast. Yeah, I just think, like, it's the public's, the whole craze just should not happen. Like, you should.
I mean, I also feel like it depends highly on the public as well. Like, if the public is able to receive it the way, like, responsible citizens would. I mean, I'm saying responsible citizens, but there's probably no ideal citizen ever to exist. So, like, it depends highly on the people, in my opinion. And as of right now, I just feel like the general public is not, like, very ready to get all the information yet. Like, I feel like it's going to take a few generations of evolving.
I think we're sort of on the same page, where you were talking as, like, from the side of the authority.
That
I don't trust the public, so I won't give the thing out.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, sort of, like, I'm not either, I'm saying the public shouldn't be, like, thinking of a non-cuss word to say, like, not as kiddish, I guess, like, not as squeamy and, like, for every little thing, make a huge outrage out of it. Like,
right.
I can't find a clean word for it.
Right.
Get some guts and, like, don't cry over every little thing. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Don't explode your Instagram feed or something.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, another example, right? What would you say in this? So, Coke has a lot of sugar.
Right.
So, drinking about, I think, more than 2 liters is super unhealthy. Hmm. I think even 1 liter is, like, just about how much sugar you should have in a day. Like, all meals included, not one sitting.
Right.
But, okay. And they say that it's, in the bottle, it says it's for, like, 4 sittings or 4 servings.
Right.
But people do drink the whole thing.
Hmm. So, to interrupt. But, like, in that situation, I would tell the people that it has a shitload of sugar and could do significant harm to you, and I would still let them buy it. But if they bought it and fell ill, I would not offer them, like, insurance, and I would offer them healthcare support. So it's not Coke's problem, right?
They say 4 servings on it.
Yeah, I would clearly tell them, do not drink more than this, but if you do, then, well, we're not helping you. So the people who still do go ahead and drink, I take zero responsibility for them.
So, that's what. So I don't think, like, As long as it's not false advertising. Like, me giving you something, telling it's water, but actually being, like, cyanide or something.
Yeah.
That I can't do. Like, misadvertise it. Hmm. But if I say that there's something in this bottle and it will increase your sodium levels.
Right.
It could increase your sodium levels. I won't tell you this, but it could increase your sodium levels that high that you die.
Yeah.
But or it increase could... your sodium levels.
Yeah.
What I said is true. As a customer, it's your responsibility to make sure.
Yeah.
Like the other research is all I think. This is a super extra. The thing is, I would prefer, like, obviously I won't have respect for a company who is like sort of forcing such things.
Right.
But I'm saying I wouldn't blame them is all I'm saying.
Hmm.
Yeah. Shit, this went dark path. Started from what's your biggest fear.
Yeah.
So yeah. We had a lot of things to talk about. We started from, sorry, one second, my earphone got disconnected. Okay. So yeah, shit, that was a deep conversation. We'll continue, sure. So how did we reach here? We started from, I think, Tom Cruise, right? Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
Yeah. I feel like we ask the audience, where did we come here from? Like, almost every episode. Like, I don't know. I think we said that in the last episode, like, at least four or five times.
I keep losing track.
Yeah, yeah.
Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise. Yeah. Yep. Speaking of impossible things, seems like Logan Paul has a tough time. You could say it's impossible for him to stay out of controversy.
Yeah, almost.
that was almost a very shitty segue, but we'll go ahead with it.
Yeah.
Sorry, people. So recently, if you heard of the whole him, Logan Paul, and CoffeeZilla argument. So for the people at home, CoffeeZilla is a sort of journalist YouTuber, sort of.
Hmm.
So he does research, uncovers like the dark side of Twitter, the untold story about, like, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Really good. You can check him out. Like, I really like his content.
Yeah.
So he did a 3-part video of him exposing Logan's. So Logan had this whole project about a year ago, 2021, I think, start of 2021 or end of 2021, where it was like a game which trades in not Bitcoin, a crypto. And basically the game is you'll get eggs. I'm super briefly explaining it. There's more to the game.
Yeah.
But you get eggs and the egg is an NFT and you can hatch the eggs, quote unquote.
Right.
Hatch the eggs into different sort of like Pokemons. Think of it like, right? It makes animals. The animals can evolve on their own as well, I think.
Right.
And you can fuse like two animals to make another egg.
Hmm.
So like your one NFT could potentially breed into something else, basically.
Right.
And as it's going on, you can, I don't know what the term is, but like in my mind, it's like sort of kill the animal. It's like destroy something. You can, I think, dissolve the animal, something like that. Basically, you kill the animal. I mean, not a real animal, the NFT of it. And you can, it will be converted to the cryptocurrency.
I see. So based on its value, market value.
Sort of, yeah.
I see.
So basically you could buy a egg, like a low value egg for like $20, potentially somehow, I think it's random or there is sort of a pattern to like, you breed this with this, you get that, blah, blah, blah. And like the final animal you get could be worth like 7,000. So that's
okay.
The sort of like the brain and logic part of it.
Right.
So CoffeeZilla did 3 videos exposing. So this project sort of came out but never did, and like a lot of scam allegations came to it.
Right.
So a lot of mystery behind it was there.
Hmm.
And Logan sort of just like on face value, before we ever knew about this whole CoffeeZilla thing.
Yeah.
On face value, it just seemed like he just lost interest and like he never spoke about it. He mentioned it a couple times on his podcast.
Yeah.
And it seemed like he just switched to his 99 Originals one.
Hmm.
Have you heard of that? The 99 Originals?
No.
Oh, that's super. I'll try not to deviate too much. So right. that project came to a conclusion. The 99 Originals, which is, he'd, I don't know if it was every day, but he'd travel across the world and use a Polaroid to take photos.
Right.
And I think you can get them as NFTs as well, where like, either it's like a significant moment, like a boxing match or something. I think it's there.
Right.
Or it's like his he had a friend of his wear like a bunny mask in the desert with a sword or something. It's a, like a very absurd thing.
Yeah, that's like the most random bunch of words I've heard in like this week or something.
Like you can actually search 99 originals right now.
Right.
And you can look at the... So it's like Polaroids. I think you can get the physical copy as well. Yeah. And the NFTs as well. And that was a successful thing because like I think he gifted some of it to Gary. You've heard of Gary Vee, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a whole nother character to break down. Right. So we're looking at the website right now. So we can see that the total value of it is
2,165,292.46
dollars.
Yep. Oh my God! That's $2 million. 2.165,292.46 million dollars.
On the first photo, we see is him in a space shuttle, I think, where he's experiencing zero G.
Yeah.
Where he has other Polaroids that he clicked floating. So.
Yeah. And there's like other ones as well.
Yeah, yeah. So he has 99 such Polaroids.
Yeah.
Each having a nice story behind it.
Yeah.
So those are collectibles, which is a wonderful idea. I love this.
It is actually a genius idea.
So each of it is valued at different things depending on the story on it.
Right.
So I think the 99th one is a big thing.
Okay. Where
it has a big story behind it. I think that's the floating one, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the one where he's in space with all other 98 floating around him.
Hmm.
Or I mean, he's not in space, he's in zero G.
But right. Yeah. And the bid is made through Ethereum, I think.
ETH, yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's ETH. Ethereum. Like, so right now the highest bid is 27.13 Ethereum.
ETH, yep. We'll quickly just tell you what that equates to.
Yeah, in US dollars. That'll be... Oh, yeah. So, like, the highest bid is 27.13 bid. Sorry, Ethereum. And that's basically cryptocurrency, but, like...
So, quickly, I'll just convert that. So, 27.13 ETH is... 41,625 USD.
Oh, shit.
So,
okay.
For people at home,
yeah,
in India, that is about, I said 41, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it'll be 41,000. And since dollars is about 80.
Right.
That's around, that's 32,80,000 in Indian rupees.
So, basically, for a picture.
Yeah.
32,000. That is crazy.
But, like, I really like this idea, though.
Yeah, it is genius. Like, I mean, if people are, like, bidding 32 lakh rupees for a picture, then, yeah, I think that's a genius idea.
Because this is sort of like a collectibles, right? Like, the
yeah.
Pokemon cards kind of thing.
Yeah, and he, like, if someone has all of them, he can just sell it for, like, $2.2 million.
I mean, more than that, because yeah. you have the whole collection.
Yeah, so then that immediately throws the value up. Also,
so basically, yeah, so it's just him traveling around the world and having like, oh, that's the bunny thing I told you.
Oh, right.
For the people at home, the number is 76. Look at this image. So the half black that has come, half the image is black.
Right.
That's some camera malfunction, apparently. Like they okay. left the lid on or a right. filter, something like that. But it looks so
dangerous. Yeah, it just looks different. Ominous. It looks yeah. cool.
That's also one of the highest selling ones, actually. The
okay.
bunny one. Yeah, life that, and death,
that's, 76. That's 28.88 Ethereum.
So anyways, yeah, coming back to our topic.
Right.
So to the public, it seemed like Logan from his, the NFT game thing. It was called Zoo something, if I'm not wrong. Like Zoo, basically it's like because of the animals, Zoo thing.
Okay.
It seemed like he just lost interest in that and switched to 99 originals.
Hmm.
And CoffeeZilla, since then, he was doing like investigation about it, trying to email people in the back end, email the programmers. And so a lot of things I would recommend, go and watch his three videos. Logan also had a video up sort of replying to this. Unfortunately, I couldn't watch it. By then, he took it down.
Right.
So
like, why did he take it down though? Did he mention that?
I think he's accepting responsibility. The thing is, so here's the problem, right? There were a lot of shady people involved. Like a couple of people who are known for like conning people, like giving fake backstories and all.
Right.
But and probably, see, I honestly don't think Logan would do that. Like, he's not like the evil type.
Yeah.
Like, I see him making an extra buck for himself that he could do.
Yeah, I mean...
But not at the expense of his audience. I don't think he'd do that much. Like, knowing right. that it's a scam, he'll do it.
Yeah, he probably ended up getting into it without knowing it was a scam and then got to know later.
Yeah, so CoffeeZilla, a lot of the things he says is, like, these people who are working in the background, they're not trustworthy.
Right.
And Logan should have done his due diligence and research.
Hmm.
And, like, I don't think it... Like, Logan ever was that invested. Because even in Prime, I don't think he's the one who's sitting and making recipes.
Yeah.
Someone came with an offer. He's like, sure, I'll advertise it. And yeah. like, tomorrow, if you figure out... Again, Prime, please sponsor us. We love your drink.
Yeah.
This is not fake news. I'm just giving an example.
Right.
Let's say... Okay, I'm not using Prime. I'll say Time.
Okay.
Let's say Time is an energy drink. That's we somehow figure out that they're using artificial color that is... From poop.
Wait, what?
Just a random example. Okay, like okay. It could be rat poison or crushed, anything that is out of the ordinary.
Okay.
And like now their company's getting hate for it.
Yeah.
Logan never knew this. Like he's just trusting his manager saying, telling, okay, there's this game. They want you to be the face of it. Will you do it? Yeah. So what's my percentage? Cool, I'll do it. He's not making the game, right?
Right.
So I don't think you should blame him. Like to a certain level, they should. It's yeah. like if you see Shah Rukh Khan advertising for some game and that game is actually a scam, like, you can't blame him that much.
Yeah. Even like, it is still his fault. He should have done his research.
Should have done his research.
Little bit at
yeah,
least.
Cut him some slack is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I think this is what has happened. CoffeeZilla yeah. doesn't confirm, like, he doesn't fully hate on Logan. Like, he sort of uses Logan, not clickbait, even though... Like, he puts Logan's name, even though he's talking about Logan, it's not clickbait.
Yeah.
But he's mostly uncovering, like, the shady people in the background who are supposed to pay the programmers but never did.
Right.
And such things. Do check out his video. He has 3 videos, and at the time of this recording, that's his latest 3 videos.
Right.
So it's a 3-part series. He's labeled it also, so you can go through that on YouTube. It's CoffeeZilla. Yeah, so what do you think, bro? Logan never seems to, like, escape this whole hate thing. He's always, like, he'll come out as a new, refreshed man and some scam will come and tie itself to him.
Right.
Oh, so it's called CryptoZoo.com, the project that was supposed to come out.
Right.
But, yeah. Do check out CoffeeZilla for the people at home. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
My personal opinion, just, like, cut Logan some slack. Even though he is responsible, like, he probably just trusted his manager.
Right.
Oh, so the whole problem was, so do you know what a pump and dump scheme is?
No.
So in stocks, it's explicitly illegal.
Yeah.
But since NFTs and all of this is sort of a gray zone, it works like this. So let's say that I have 100 coins, which
right.
will be selling for $1 each. So $100 each. Now, before I let it go to the public, I keep 5, I give you 5.
Right.
So... The two of us have 5 coins. We didn't pay for anything, right?
Yeah.
And this is worth nothing. I'm just saying it's $1.
Hmm.
I let the public bid and the price goes up to about $100 per coin.
Right.
And my whole audience is paying $100 per coin. But the 5 that we have that we pay nothing for is now worth $500.
Right.
Even though we paid, let's say we even bought the original at $1.
Yeah.
But that's basically how stocks should work. But what yeah. happens is, let's say this on a super large level where... It's not auctioning. It's the more people buy, the more higher the price.
Yeah, yeah.
So apparently things like each of them buying like I think combined 5 million worth of coins for themselves before launch.
Right.
So they did a quote unquote silent launch where,
yeah.
so you can't do a private launch, which is like only 5 people can buy the coin. That is illegal.
Yeah.
What they did do was not market it. So it was open, let's say from today, you can buy it. So the website is active. No one talks about it.
Yeah.
So legally, it's out. So okay. I tell my family, I tell your family that you guys just buy as much as possible.
Yeah.
When I market it, my audience of millions are going to come buy it, thus increasing the price. Yeah. That time we'll sell.
Right.
The problem is, this seems all right, right? It's following the rules.
Yeah.
The problem is, after your audience believes you and buys and basically skyrockets the price, when all of you who have like millions in it, dump it, the price crashes.
Yeah.
So your whole audience who paid like $10 for something cuts to $1.
So I gain money and my
audience sort of loses.
Loses yeah. it. Yeah.
So this is like artificially fluctuating the market, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's like you controlling your market basically, but not in a good way. Like,
yep. So yeah. It's called pump and dump because you invest like a huge amount so that the graph starts going up.
And look, then
looking at that, looking at that, a lot of people buy. So it goes like skyrockets.
And then you dump it.
And you dump yours, which makes the thing goes low and basically right. like breaks the company basically.
Yeah.
So this is illegal, the whole pump and dump scheme where you... Yeah. So there are quote-unquote leaked messages from his inside group where he's like sort of coordinating with people saying, bro, like use my account, like I have 5 accounts and I'm buying like 100,000 in each of it. So he was sort of trying to do the pump and dump scheme.
Right.
But he also believed that like the eggs will hold value on its own. So pump and dump scheme will work only if it's worked on hype, right?
Yeah.
Where the original product is not worth anything.
Hmm.
And hype is what is pumping the money up.
Yeah.
Like Apple stock is worth something because Apple is worth something.
Yeah.
But tomorrow if I start something called balloonclown.com and I start selling stocks in that, it's worth right. nothing.
Yeah.
But because I'm selling it, people buy it.
Yeah.
That's sort of inflated price. Like it's worth nothing, but you're paying $100 for it.
Yeah.
So Apple, even if the hype is not there, that products are worth, you will still be paying the same amount.
Hmm.
So a pump and dump wouldn't sort of work on Apple unless like someone is investing trillions.
Yeah.
It's only hype where you ride the hype train, this could happen.
Okay. So when there's hype involved, then...
Sort of beware is all we are saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it.
So
that was the whole Logan Paul debacle. Hope he can finally end his run of scams and stuff chasing him.
Yeah.
Speaking of ending things.
Yeah. So thank you for watching today's episode. I mean,
you know the drill. Followers, like us, subscribe, blah,
subscribe,
blah, blah.
Rate 5 stars. We got a Twitter now. So
yep. It's at wisecrack_show.
Yeah. So basically wisecrack_podcast was taken. So
it was too long.
Yeah, it was too long. So we made it show. But yeah. So before we end, just one more thing.